He came up with, well, we did the pepper spray challenge, of course. That's enough. But he also, during the week, is like, hey, kind of got a bit for you guys. Let's lay it out, Fahey.
All right, so for about, I'd say maybe the past 3-4 weeks, I've been secretly calling different people around at the station, but not specifically me calling them. I found this application that allows you to just randomly enter in two people's phone numbers, and then it will somehow, through technology and stuff, it'll just connect both of their phones. Like, so both of their phones will ring, and, you know, hilarity ensues whenever they both pick up the phone, expecting the other person to have called them.
Technology, so, like, if you put me and Donovan in there,
yeah,
my phone
that.
Rings, and it says Donovan is calling.
Yeah, exactly.
And Donovan's phone rings at the same time, and his says Dan is calling. So we both say hello, thinking that each other called.
Right.
Yeah, and I have to stop him right there, because whenever he introduced this at the meeting, I immediately had, like, one of those flashback moments to two different times on one morning where my phone rang. I don't know. I was doing something. I look at my phone 5 minutes later. I have a missed call from Bob and a missed call from Corby. Immediately thought I was fired right away. Check my Twitter, like, oh, what are
like, why are all these people from work calling me?
Yeah, and I called.
Something must be blowing
but
up.
But the rub is, when I called him back, you know, that's not on the program, so it's not recorded. But
yeah.
I called Bob back, and I'm like, what's up, man? And he's like, what's up?
Okay, not like, yeah, I called you.
Yeah, you're both all just right. Obviously playing chicken. And finally, I'm like, you called me. He's like, no, you called me. And it's terrible. It's the most awkward situation. Because you do address someone differently.
What?
When
right,
you
sure.
think they called
sure.
you as opposed to you called them.
What's the app?
Since they charge me to make the calls, I'd rather not promote them for free.
Oh, all right.
Shrewd businessman.
Yeah.
I like
Brilliant.
It. I like it.
So, I mean, you know,
you
they,
can Google
if they're
it
listening, they know
it.
They know what the app is. They can contact
okay.
me. And
Who? Okay, then payola ensues.
Yeah, exactly.
So, all right, who do we do then? Who do we successfully do? You've tried, so you tried to do all of us.
Yeah, I think that's where we start, is that's... that he tried big fishing. He tried to get the musers, and I think, let's hear, this is Fahey's power ranking of the top five most likely to answer your phone call and the least likely to answer your phone call.
All right, so this is the surprising part, because I never expected this, but every single time I've made this dude's phone ring to somebody else's phone, he answered. And the number one most likely, or should we go bottom from the bottom to the top?
Yeah, let's go bottom to top.
All right, well, I guess instead of five, I only wrote down four, so we'll go
whatever.
Four. Killer, obviously, because he's management, so he pretty much answers everybody's phone call.
Right. Also right. just a good dude. Yeah.
This is also a really surprising one. Dave Lane at number three.
Yeah.
Always answers his phone?
Pretty much. Anytime. I mean, it's not like I'm sitting there making Dave Lane's phone call a bunch of people, but every time I did do it, he answered and the other person didn't. So
I think that's an unfortunately sad commentary about where Davey, where things have headed for Davey.
Just maybe it's
Are you saying
the real folks welcoming
on?
Him back in.
And then number two, this one also surprising. Actually, everybody on this list except for Killer surprising. Number two, Corby Davidson.
Yeah.
Always answers?
Pretty much.
Aye.
Especially if it's Mark Folliwell and he answers the phone like, what's up, Scro? He actually says that.
I've found Corby to very
on,
rarely
Scro.
Answer for me.
Boy.
I always thought it was because Bob is the kind of guy who's always got his phone on him and in his hand, and he will answer because he's always looking at his phone. I
yeah.
think of Corby as a guy who'll throw his phone down when
and
he gets
it's always
home,
lost.
And he won't look at it till
yeah,
the next
right.
day.
It's in the lawn.
It's tough for him to answer his phone when it's in his mailbox.
Yeah.
yeah.
Okay. And who's number one?
Number one, Gordon Keith.
Wow, that is a sleeper pick.
Well, that's very surprising.
Also a guy who's always looking at his phone.
Harvey Oswald.
Yeah, I don't think I've ever called Gordon.
Man, I feel like Gordon's the type of guy that you would call, he'll mute it and text you back, what do you need? So I don't have to talk to you.
No,
I
he
mean,
answers.
I've called wow. him a few times, and yeah, he usually does pick up, but I do think it's because he's always on Twitter,
yeah,
he's always
yeah.
looking at his phone or
now,
something.
Now, one important thing about this, Fahey, is that it takes two to tango here. Just because Gordon would answer his phone,
exactly.
basically what would happen is he would say hello. We don't have any Gordon audio because he would say hello, and if the other person doesn't answer, it just continues to ring, and you hear a ring.
Okay. So
earpiece.
You've heard that.
I
oh,
have.
Yeah.
I have Gordon audio, but it's just there's you don't hear anything, and he starts to like he's like, man, something's wrong with my phone.
All right.
You know what I mean?
So who are the least likely to answer?
Number four, George Dunham. Not a surprise.
Right. Yeah, he's out on the land.
Really?
Soil.
Yeah.
Always has his phone off, pretty
especially
much.
If he's skiing on the weekend.
Number three, Jake so Kemp.
Okay. That's I'm a lot of time in the gym.
Ooh. And
that's
I,
not,
and
not
you
surprising.
Know
I call you a lot, and you don't pick up.
I call
up.
You, and you don't pick up.
Every
and
time.
I think when I go out to eat with Jake or something, he is he's fighting society.
Yeah, I'm trying.
You put your phone in your pocket, and you don't stare at your phone throughout a meal.
Yeah.
So, like I said, there are guys who stare at their phone all the time. And although Jake is quite active on Twitter
right.
and is nearing my – I have a Twitter rule. You need to have less tweets than you have followers.
Oh, it's not even close.
Yours is –
that's not true.
You're nearing it. You got like 22,000 followers and 20,000 tweets. You're close.
Also tend to not answer when I'm stoned.
All right.
So that's a –
which is often.
Every
yeah.
single all time. Right. Number two, Junior Miller.
Not surprising.
Not a surprise.
He's
doesn't
out
surprise
doing athletic
me at
stuff.
All. Right, right.
Or metropolitan.
I'm just going to put
bike.
It this way.
He can't talk and bike. That's illegal.
Except for Gordo, pretty much everybody on the Musers never answers their phone for anybody else who works at the station.
All right. Well, they're big time.
And then number one, Mike Reiner, which is just not even a surprise at all.
Yeah. No.
All right. So do you want to go through the audio that we do have?
Let's go for it.
All right. First up here, we have one of the most likely to answer. We know here this is Killer. With another guy who I would immediately rank as someone who is going to be standing by their phone waiting for someone to call them. It's Cray-Tray, everybody.
Hello? Hello? Hello?
What's up, Trey?
Hello? Hey, how are you doing?
Yes, sir. Not bad. What's up?
What's up? Oh, you called me.
I did?
Yeah.
Then that was a butt dial. That was not our purpose.
That's all good. All right.
Go back to sleep.
Okay. All right, I'll see you.
So Killer's...
And even Killer admitted. That was a butt dial, and probably the phone wasn't even in his pocket.
That's funny to hear him doing that, though. Okay.
I've made Cray-Tray and Killer call each other so many times that Cray-Tray actually asked me last night, like, is there some kind of bit going on? Because, like, Killer keeps thinking that I called him. I'm just like, I don't know, man. I don't know what's going on. That's weird. Sounds like Killer's trying to get with you.
Well, speaking of Killer, here's Fahey pranking Killer by having a local adult establishment call Killer.
Thank you for calling the Walt Disney
Shack. This is Killer.
35, this is Caddy. How may I help you?
Hey, this is Jason at the Ticket. You just called me.
I did not.
Okay.
One moment. Let me radio my managers and see if any of them called you.
Okay. I don't know why they would.
It's a strip club?
Yeah, yes. He's immediately like, oh, yeah, certainly I don't know what business you would have with me here. But he at first answers, he's Killer.
Well,
and then whenever...
Thank you for calling the Walton
and Shaggle. This is Killer.
35, this is Caddy. How may I help you?
This is Killer?
Hey, yeah. This is Jason at the Ticket.
Now I'm Jason.
He just called me.
Yeah.
Do you think he had a little sweat bead going down just in case? You know what? That charge didn't go through.
I don't know why you would.
I made it. That was whenever he was producing, and so that was a strip club calling the hotline actually.
Okay.
Well, speaking of the hotline, this is where this gets borderline mean because I've actually known that this. I didn't know that Fahey was behind this, but I've known for a while that. Some people in the control room were getting annoyed with the calls they were receiving from Andrea at the front desk. And I now feel really bad for how much I've hated Andrea for doing this for the past month, now that I know it wasn't her. Here's Andrea and Jer.
Cumulus Media, this is Andrea.
Hello, this is Jer.
Hello?
Hello?
Hey, who's this?
This is Jer.
Oh, hey, what's up?
Hey, what's up? What's up?
Nothing. Just hanging out.
Okay.
Did I call you?
Yeah, you called me.
I think someone else did. I didn't call you.
Okay, well, you were there when I picked up.
So awkward.
What, who else is going to call? I mean,
well,
you're the only person sitting at the front desk.
I know, and it's not like you have a phone in your pocket. It's sitting in front of you.
Right.
There's no
so
way.
So it's the front desk number you're using to call the hotline. Okay.
Now, that's Jer. He of a pretty...
And those are two numbers that have to be answered, so that's a good idea.
Yes.
These aren't cell phones.
And the hotline, they actually have lights wired up so that it flashes in the studio whenever the hotline rings. There's some real urgency put to it.
Yeah.
And so whenever you're scrambling to go and pick up the hotline, it might be Dan Bennett, to then have something like this, it's weird.
Yeah, well, here's a couple more, and Jer's got a pretty – he's a pretty nice guy. He doesn't maybe always play that way on the air. Jer has a very sunny disposition.
He's low-key, though.
Yeah, very low-key.
I've never seen him get yelling.
From 3 to 7, there's a different element in the control room that might answer at the producer chair.
Hey, Dark Cloud.
Cumulus Media, this is Andrea.
Studio.
I'm sorry?
Hello? Studio.
Who is this?
Danny.
Hello?
Hello?
Hey, Danny Bayless?
Yes.
Hey, sorry, did you ask for Stubby?
I didn't ask for anything.
Oh, I'm sorry, did you call me Stupido?
No, I said Studio.
Oh my God, sorry, dude. Literally, I've had prank calls all day. I had to call security earlier. I didn't know what you're saying, my bad.
Well, that call to security was clearly not legit.
Oh, okay. What's up?
Oh, nothing. Oh, did I call you?
Yeah.
Oh, no, I didn't.
Yeah, you did. The phone just rang and I picked it up.
Oh,
Boy, he has no time.
Then someone else wasn't me. My bad.
Okay, no problem.
Okay, bye.
All right, thanks. Bye.
Dude, and I guarantee the second that receiver hit, it was dead epic.
Like, yes. Danny doesn't. Yes.
It's so funny because she says, "Did I call you?"
Yeah.
Knowing full well she did.
Your phone just rang. Of course you didn't call me.
Yeah. Right. You picked it up and said hello.
Dude, when somebody calls the hotline and it's not something Danny feels he has to deal with, I love it. I love being in there. Listen to how terse he was and just hang up and be like, God, girl.
And I had to leave the control room because if I'm in here, I usually answer. So I have to go in there and talk to Fahey and then come back in and Danny's just.
Oh, you know this is going down?
Oh, yeah. And Danny's just, gosh, and I'm just trying not to laugh.
Here's our last one that happened only moments later.
Hello?
This is Andrea.
Just hung up.
Just slammed it.
Hello?
This is Andrea.
Poor Andrea.
Wow.
He's had enough.
Wow.
Hello?
Listen to that hello.
Hello?
This is Andrea.
He's answering my
question. Oh.
Wow.
What if she was about to tell him that... Yeah.
Troy Aikman's out here.
Yeah, he's in the lobby. Right, he needs to come on. Can I send him back?
Well done, Fahey.
Thank you.
Wow.
Oh,